What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And joining us on the air, as he does every other week, is Don Wiskin of Extendovite. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. How are things going for you?
Oh, things are going really good, and it's the right time of the year to keep telling people about Extendovite with the flus coming on, because we get to boost your immune system, and the garlic can kill it off before you even get sick.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting, and one of the reasons I like having you on my show and talking about Extendovite is, of course, it is an all-natural product from sources that we have co-evolved with for millions of years. There are no nasty surprises in there like we're continuing to see with all of these GMO crops, all these artificial chemical additives that are in our food, and they're only just now going to say, oh, well, I guess it wasn't really such a good idea to put it in there. And it seems to be the mantra of the American corporate attitude toward food and health care that they're going to rush something out because it has a perceived positive benefit, keep it out there even if the positive benefit isn't there, and only when the evidence of a negative side effect is overwhelming do they say, all right, we're going to take it off the market here and, you know, maximize our profitability and so forth and so on. Now, Claire, my wife, has started to use the liquid version of Extendovite, and she is saying she's already feeling a difference with it, and improvement, calmative effect, and so forth. I refrain from reporting on what I'm experiencing as I take the pill form of Extendovite because I'm in the middle of this major change in my own health, and I'm losing weight, and I'm cleaning up my lifestyle, and so there are too many uncontrolled variables, so I can't say anything about that. But Claire just started doing the liquid Extendovite, and she says she's already feeling an improvement. So there's obviously something very wonderful going on there.
Yes, and the liquid is the guy who makes that for us. He's been making tinctures for I'd almost like to say hundreds of years, but you know he's 80 something, and he's very, very good at this.
His name wouldn't be Nicholas Flamel, would it?
No. It's actually a guy named Gavriel.
Ah, okay. There.
Yeah,
we are.
And it's old school. I mean, this guy has German knowledge, and he has old world knowledge of the herbs and. He makes specialty products, and this is one of the things that he makes for us. You know, he's the man capable of making it, not me. I'm just capable of telling people that you should be taking this because this is really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. Your wife enjoys that, does she? 15 drops three times a day under the tongue, no food
absolutely required. No, absolutely there. I also gave one of the bottles of the pills to our neighbor who is recovering from a heart attack, and I need to get back to him to see if he's noticing any improvement, but he seems to be getting around just fine. The ambulance hasn't come back from or anything like that, so we'll follow up on him as well. But getting back to my point, I think right now the reason there is so much attention on your product, certainly from my point of view, is that Americans and actually people around the world are coming to the realization that this corporately produced food and corporately produced medicine is not designed to necessarily be good for us, but simply to maximize their profitability. And there's a story coming out of Great Britain right now. There was a vaccine that has been banned and considered dangerous. And what the vaccine company was caught doing was simply repackaging and renaming this vaccine and putting it back out on the market again.
And that's pretty bad.
And I remember that story not too long ago where apparently Bayer had this medicine for hemophiliacs that was tainted with the HIV virus. And it was banned for sale, obviously, in the United States of America. So they simply shipped it to other countries and sold it there. And just this horrible realization of the absolute lack of morality or concern for customers by these corporate-produced artificial products. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with Don Wiskin after these words from our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free, 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now, 800-537-1339.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Replace them all, start over.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm actually getting emails chastising me for making a reference to the Harry Potter movies. But in point of fact, even though the name Nicholas Flamel is in the first Harry Potter movie, Nicholas Flamel was a real historical character, and he was an alchemist who claimed to have lived about 400 years. So I wasn't ripping off the movie. Anyway, moving right along here, we're going to open up the phone lines here for anybody who wants to ask Don a question about his product and what it does. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And again, hammering this point home, I think we're in an age where ordinary people, ordinary Americans, ordinary citizens of planet Earth have come to the realization that what they have been told is good for them by the corporate-owned media is in fact fraught with all kinds of peril that is simply hidden from them and lawyered away. And I think a lot of people probably agree with me. We're much more terrified of GMO corn than we are of the NDAA and indefinite detention, because we're just seeing this stuff everywhere. There's some concerns coming about genetically modified wheat. There's the whole scandal over at Whole Foods where they were trying to imply that they're all GMO-free, and they are not. And it's just, again, this corporate mentality. We're going to sell you what we make the most money on, and if it causes you a problem, well, I don't know. So, again, hitting this point, everything here in Extendivite is from nature. We have co-evolved with it through millions of years, and so there are no surprises in there. But anything that comes out of a laboratory or a genetics facility is something brand new in the biosphere. It hasn't been around long enough to really know what its consequences are going to be. And, of course, that whole study over in France that showed GMO corn causes massive cancers found that the cancers didn't appear until after that 90-day testing period that Monsanto arbitrarily said is long enough to prove the stuff is absolutely healthy. That's nonsense. It can take years for toxins and illnesses to manifest themselves and for symptoms to develop. 90 days, it's ridiculous. It's a token nod and say, we tested it for 90 days, they didn't die, therefore we're going to feed it to you. So everything in Extendivite is absolutely natural, and you just know there are going to be no unpleasant surprises in any of this.
Absolutely. It's just the herbs, and the herbs are growing here. Now, you know, we are a polluted earth, but yes, we have our herbs tested to make sure that they are not polluted and you're not going to have any problems with them, that they're as pure and as clean as we can give you. So, you know, these are steps that are taken by the good manufacturing practices of the companies that we engage to make our product for us. And that's really important. You know, it's important to me to be able to look you square in the face and say, this product that I'm giving you can actually help.
Well, I think the one thing we can, you know, people may say, oh, it doesn't really, you know, I'm sure the orthodox medical establishment is saying, oh, we don't really know if it's going to help any. It's not been certified by the United States government. But I think one thing we can all agree on, there is nothing in here that's going to harm you, either today, 90 days from now, or 10 years or 20 years from now. So that right there. I think we're all adopting a far more conservative approach to what we put into our bodies here. And there's going to be a huge backlash against companies like Monsanto. I mean, already we're seeing around the world, people are governments are starting to shut off those imports. They don't trust them. They don't want them. They don't want to have to pay the social and economic costs of a population intentionally, well, not intentionally, but inadvertently made ill by the ingestion of these products. And the U.S. government is screaming trade war, if you don't take our GMO corn. And that GMO corn is one of the major U.S. exports. And if people stop buying that and they can't force the American people to buy it because it's now being labeled, then Monsanto is in serious financial trouble. And it's another body check against the U.S. economy as a whole. So I understand the political ramifications, but I think we need to reach a point where we understand that political considerations and economic considerations shouldn't override human considerations, and that definitely seems to be something that characterizes both the United States government and these companies putting out these artificial products. The concern for human beings and their health and well-being just isn't a factor any longer. It really is whatever we can make the most money on. Anyway, while we wait for callers to call in and ask you questions at 800-313-9443, are there any more anecdotal stories about Extendivite and what it can do for people?
Well, actually, there's quite a few. I mean, I've been at this for 14 years, you know, not counting my own story. But I was thinking about a gentleman just the other night, and he was a very old guy, and I was talking to him a lot on the CB radio, and he used to come on and talk and talk and talk forever, but he got to the point that he just couldn't stay on there very long. He couldn't sit down in his shack for more than half an hour or so, and then he'd have to go away. And I went over and was talking to him and got him started on the Extendivite, and about a week into it, he had a trip to the bathroom, and there was all kinds of strange stuff that eliminated, and shortly after that, he kind of stood up straight and started getting back onto CB more, and within a month or so, or he was actually talking, you know, back like he used to, and people started giving me all kinds of heck because, you know, old Walter used to talk up a storm, and they were glad when he was kind of slowing down, but, you know, we returned his health, and he was quite happy. But he was walking bent over, dragging his leg behind him, and he was, you know, one foot in the grave and the other on a banana peel. So he really turned his life around. Now, he is gone, mind you, because that was quite a few years back, but he lived a long, healthy life after that. So those are always good things.
Yeah, they are. And I think something that people need to understand about your product, when they get the product, the complete list of ingredients is there. There's nothing hidden. And there's no reason for it to be hidden. It's not like, again, getting back to this Whole Foods fiasco, where they're telling everybody in the store there's no GMO, and it turns out there is, but they won't label it. There's another interesting story, which, again, should underscore the fact that large corporate organizations pushing healthy food, they're just using that label to get your money. And there's a story coming out of Great Britain regarding this supposed health food guru, Annabelle Carmel. And she's been marketing these so-called healthy snack bars for children, and they've all got Disney characters on them. Oh, it's Mickey Mouse. I've got to have that. And apparently there's a recall there because somebody found these bars are full of insect larva. And yes, insect larva are a healthy source of protein, but I don't think parents really want their kids to be eating it. And it's just a reminder, again, that just because the package says it's good for you, you know, you can't really be sure. You need to look at the ingredients for yourself. You need to check for yourself. You got to stop trusting what's coming out of that corporate-owned media. They're there to sell you a product, whether it's a phony health food bar, a presidential candidate, a war, a new car, an agenda, whatever. Let the buyer beware. We've all got to be so skeptical, especially about the stuff going into our own bodies right now.
That's right. And, you know, when you were talking about vaccinations earlier, one of the worst things about them is the thimerosal, because it is a form of mercury. And they're banning mercury in many things now because they know how dangerous mercury really is for us. They're taking it out of thermometers. They're taking it out of everything, except they're leaving it in the mercury amalgams for the fillings for your teeth.
Yes.
And every time you chew, you release that mercury vapor. And they're also leaving it in the vaccinations as thimerosal. And it's the mercury poisoning that causes a lot of problems and maybe even attention deficit disorder. I'm a vaccinated person myself who probably was one of the undiagnosed attention deficit disorders. But what we're finding is the, you know, the garlic as part of the seven herb combination of Extendivite acts as a natural chelator and helps to chelate this mercury out of your body, because there's no other way to get it out. You actually have to force it out. So it's being slowly chelated away. And, you know, what we find in some people is usually within a month, if they had kind of a grayish tinge to their skin, they start looking, their skin looks better and they start feeling better. And it takes a little while to actually, you know, for this chelation effect to really take and get it all. But usually 6 months down the road, people are, well, doctors are scratching their head saying, I don't know what you're taking, but don't stop, because your health is improving because you're getting a lot of the toxins and poisons out of you.
Well, that's always a very, very good thing to do, especially in a nation where there is so much toxicity being sold to us. And again, we've talked before about products that we're told are good for, like aspartame, and they turn out to be highly toxic. We're finding out people who are being vaccinated are more likely to get the illnesses, that over-vaccination actually weakens your immune system, so you're sicker, you know, as you get older. And it really is. It's all about the money and not about the health, and people have just got to be their own best doctor and their own best expert, and they need to be very, very skeptical. And just because there's a fancy TV commercial with a lot of very cute people dancing around and saying, oh, this medication is wonderful, and then, you know, 2 months later, there's the ambulance chaser commercial saying, if you took this medicine, you're entitled to a settlement because it's, you know, and you find out after the fact that you've taken something that really causes a huge, huge problem. I mean, they're finding more and more evidence that children who are being fed diets of fast food have lower IQs. It's affecting their mind. It's affecting their brain. And it's a lasting effect. And we need to get away from all of this stuff. And a lot of this artificial chemicals that are in the food are to basically deal with the fact that food production is centralized, then it's sent to a warehouse, and it's in a refrigerated truck, and that distance from producer to consumer gets longer and longer because that's financially profitable, and then they load it up with chemicals. They're tinkering with the genes so it won't show as much biological degradation by the time you eat it. We got to go away from that, and we've got to get back to things that we know are safe because they come from nature, because we co-evolved with them. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Don Wiskin of Extendivite here, and we're just literally living in a world in which we see the Orthodox medical establishment trying to crush down natural alternatives. They don't want you able to heal yourself or take care of yourself. And I can imagine somewhere in the master plan to make us all slaves to the health nutrition complex, they're going to come after Extendivite. They're already trying to say that you can't get vitamins without a doctor's prescription. They're trying to shut down natural herbal supplement stores. They don't want you to be able to get the stuff that grows in your backyard. They want you to put in on the pills and everything. And we're already in a situation where, you know, millions and millions of Americans can't afford these high-priced prescription drugs that the doctors have told them they need to take. And yet, at the same time, we're discouraged from going over and finding things like Extendivite that are going to do the same thing with far less toxic side effects. And you need to understand the reason why so many of these orthodox medications from the pharmaceutical companies have toxic side effects is in order to patent them to maximize their profitability, they have to chemically change them, move a few molecules around, and say it's patented, you can't copy it, we're the only ones who can sell it, and we're going to charge a lot of money for it. And a classic example of that would be Valium. which comes from valerian root, which is actually an extendivite, by the way. And they took valerian root, which you if you have an herbal garden, you can grow it, or you can get it down at the health food store for pennies, really, compared to the price of the prescription version. They make a slight chemical change, say it's going to be just as effective as the real stuff, and they sell it out there, and then they scream, we got to shut down the valerian root sales because they're dangerous. And yet it is obvious that Valium is more dangerous because it's a chemical formulation we have not been able to coexist with for any amount of time. So, and I know I keep hitting this point over and over again, but after seeing that French study about GMOs and just how blatantly we were lied to about the safety of GMO products, and we're seeing all these unexpected side effects, it really is a very wrong direction. It's a very dangerous technology. And I realize at my age, I'm 60, I'm kind of too old to go back to being a hippie and talk about natural and organic, but I really am. And yeah, it's very, very scary. And so it's kind of nice to have a product on the show that I can actually be very enthusiastic about presenting to our audience and our listeners and our readers here, and that's Extendivite here. So anything else you want to add to that before I let you go?
Well, I'd like to just say go to our website, heartdrop.com, and take a look at what Extendivite is. Check out the 7-herb combination, and for under $1.50 a day, you can feel really good, too, less than a cup of coffee. And, you know, you're absolutely right. As we get older, we have to take more responsibility for our health. And here in, I'm in Ontario, Canada, in December of the year 2000, doctors in Ontario were allowed to work with natural medicine without persecution from the College of Physicians and Surgeons. But before that, from 1961 on, if they tried to work with natural medicine, they would lose their license to practice medicine. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're doing. They're practicing medicine. They don't really know what's going on. They're going to try this on you. They're going to try that on you. They're, you know, it's called a medical practice for a reason. So,
yes,
you know, that's, I guess that's a big point. So Extendivite can, you know, clean out your arteries and clean out your life and help you to live a happy retirement and actually beat the government and get some of their money.
Well, good luck on that one, because I think most people heading into retirement are waking up to the realization that the U.S. government has defaulted on the Social Security recipients here. Don, I really want to thank you for your continued support of Republic Broadcasting, your continued support of What Really Happened, and helping us get the truth out, not only about issues of health and being more self-directed in preserving our own health in a highly toxic environment, but also, of course, because you do have a product that, like I said, I can feel really good about it. It's something Claire is saying it's working for her. I presume it's working for me, but then I'm feeling so many changes from all these things I'm doing. I can't attribute it all to Extendivite, but again, it probably is helping. I just can't quantify that just yet. But I will check with the neighbor that we gave that other bottle to and see what's going on with him. So, Don, once again, thanks a lot. That's Heart Drops. I'm sorry, is that plural? I don't want to mistake
again.
Heartdrop.com, and you can go over there and you can get the Extendivite. And, again, nothing dangerous in it. It's all stuff that we have coexisted, co-evolved with on this planet for millions of years. No unpleasant surprises like we're seeing with all this GMO and artificially created chemical stuff. Don, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here and have you back on the show again in another 2 weeks.
Well, thank you very much, Michael. I look forward to it.
All right. You got it. Once again, that's heartdrop.com. And Don is a tremendous supporter of Republic Broadcasting and getting the message out. So please take a moment and support him as well. And sort of following up on that whole situation, we just put up at whatreallyhappened.com a comprehensive list of genetically modified products. And this is a list. People have gone out and they've looked at products that are in every single store in all of America, and they've gone out and identified the ones that have GMO content. It is a huge, huge list, and it underscores just why Monsanto is fighting tooth and nail to block Proposition 37. If you're in California, please support Proposition 37. If you're not in California, start putting that same kind of proposition on your local ballots. We have a right to know what we're eating, what we're being fed by the corporations. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. Big MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And following on that comprehensive list of GMO products, and it is an amazingly long list, and they still may not have them all because testing is continuing here. This is an article from Consumer Reports, not just some wild conspiracy wacko website like whatreallyhappened.com. This is over in Consumer Reports about the growing problem of arsenic in our food. And the problem is that rice products especially are very efficient at taking up arsenic that it's exposed to. And the problem is especially what is called inorganic arsenic, which is a carcinogen. And, of course, it is a poison. If you get enough arsenic in you, it will kill you. Now, the industry spokespeople for these products and these rice products are saying, well, arsenic occurs naturally in soil. And all plants will take up arsenic through bioaccumulation. Yeah, arsenic is natural, but natural doesn't always mean healthy for you. You know, George Carlin used to joke that dog poo is natural. I don't want it in my cereal. And apparently the problem, the reason there is so much arsenic built up in the U.S. food supply, goes back to the use of pesticides and other chemicals to maximize profitability of commercial food production. And apparently there was a lead arsenate insecticide that was banned in the 1980s, but because it was overused before then, the residue is still in farm soil. They didn't clean up the they banned the pesticide, but they didn't clean up the farm soil that had been exposed to it. Apparently, arsenic ingredients are used in animal feed to try and prevent disease and infection and to stimulate growth. And those are still permitted. And any fertilizers made from poultry waste have high levels of arsenic as well. So, again, it's another problem where you're being sold products for maximum profitability without a regard for the long-term health consequences of the consumer. All they're worried about is, can we get it past, you know, the FDA? Can we convince the USDA that this stuff is safe? So we'll test it for 90 days. If nobody drops dead after 90 days, we'll declare it safe and move forward. But that French study of the GMO corn has shown that the toxic effects started after 90 days. How convenient for Monsanto that their testing ended just before the French study started to notice serious health effects. Now, the Russians are going to duplicate the French study, and they're going to televise over the web their rat population as it is fed GMO corn, Roundup residue, and GMO corn with Roundup residue, plus the control group, and that's going to be available to watch online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So there'll be no possibility of any kind of chicanery, because already Monsanto is out there saying, oh, the scientist methodology was botched. They're silly. We've already tested it. It's a smear campaign. Same thing that we've seen. Monsanto wants to go on selling you a potentially dangerous food product because they're making money off of it. And as I've said before, this tinkering with the code of life is incredibly dangerous. It is more dangerous than nuclear technology, because if you have an accident like Three Mile Island or Chernobyl or even Fukushima, you know, you cover it over with concrete, you stay away for 100 years, and things sort of go back to normal. But if you make a mistake in the genetic code and it goes wild, it will go everywhere. And we're already seeing these unanticipated, unexpected, unlooked for side effects from all of this genetic manipulation. First of all, and most obvious, is the fact that through cross-pollinization, the Roundup Ready gene that protected the corn plants from the glyphosate has transferred into the weeds, and now they are glyphosate resistant, which means farmers are having to dose more of the pesticide on their gardens, and they're going back to these older toxic pesticides as well. We're starting to see insects that are now immune to the insecticides inside the genetically modified crops. We know all about the GMO corn stalks are much tougher than the natural variety. Nobody was even looking for that. Tears up the tires. Now they created this genetically modified cloned cow that they're going to say is going to make milk for babies with less allergens in it. And the clone was born without a tail. And they're going around saying, oh, it's got nothing to do with the genetic tinkering. Just sort of happened. And again, how absurd it is that our corporate media has managed to convince mothers that baby formula coming from a factory or a geneticist lab is somehow better for the kid than what is coming out of the mother's own body. Because, hey, Monsanto can't make money off of milk that comes out of the mother's body. We got to convince her that that's bad for the baby. Oh, it's horrible. You've got to buy this chemical stuff that we came up with. It's one of the most absurd pieces of propaganda to be foisted on the American public, and a lot of young mothers have actually fallen for it, that what is coming out of their own body for their own baby is somehow bad for the baby, and they've got to go to the store and buy this chemical stuff and spend money for something that nature gave them for free. Speaking of babies, the U.S. population, the birth rate is again declining. It's down for the fourth year in a row. This may be economic. We saw the same thing during the Great Depression of the 1930s, where young couples just decided we can't afford a baby and we're not going to have babies. Or it may be the toxicity in the food catching up with some of us. But this is a major problem for the United States of America, because a decline in the U.S. population, or a slowing down in U.S. population, means fewer soldiers and fewer taxpayers. Both of these are the kiss of death for a government that is massively overprinting treasury bonds and dollars and preparing to fight a world war to enforce that dollar on the rest of the planet. The U.S. Treasury has been overprinting treasury bonds. They've created a treasury bond bubble. There are not enough Americans able to make good and redeem all those treasury bonds. And if the population growth is slowing down, that only exacerbates the problem here. Now, getting back to silly propaganda to sell product, like this idea that mother's milk is bad and this stuff from a chemical factory is actually good. And by the way, a lot of those baby formulas contain GMO ingredients. Go back and look at that comprehensive list. We've seen recently where, under the goading of big pharmaceutical corporations, mental illness is being redefined, and they're finding more and more reasons to categorize the natural behavior of our children as signs of mental illness for which they've got a pill to sell you. And our kids are being drugged. Get them started early on that dependency on the pharmacy and the doctors. And a lot of those pills being given to the kids are also showing unanticipated side effects. There have been a rash of youth suicides linked to the overprescription of these so-called attention deficit disorder drugs. Because one thing they do is apparently it screws up impulse control. Kid can just get into his head, I think I'll kill myself. And they go and do it because there are the inhibitions. The brain saying, hey, that's a silly idea, appears to be gone. And now they're trying to categorize excessive energy as an illness requiring a pill, mood swings as a mental illness requiring a prescription drug. Kids get mood swings, especially as they head into puberty. That's the way it's supposed to work. That's the natural order. Now, a new study published last month in Nature Journal suggests that your average human being are naturally good, naturally altruistic, naturally willing to cooperate and socialize for the common good. It's only the sociopaths that are the problem. We need to be dealing with those. I'm sure the pharmaceutical companies will come out with a pill to deal with the fact that we're not naturally violent, because not being violent, that's a mental illness. We need you violent to go over and get those gosh darn Arab Muslims and so forth and so on. Meanwhile, over in San Rafael, California, they're looking at a new tough smoking ban. It's no longer enough to ban smoking in public locations like restaurants and stores and so forth and so on. But now they want to ban smoking in private residences or while standing or sitting on any sidewalks out in the street. They want to ban smoking there as well. And that, again, is another overreaction, because, yes, smoking cigarettes causes cancer, but it was never the tobacco. It was the fertilizer that contained polonium. Same stuff somebody, you can guess who, used to kill Yasser Arafat. But when the epidemiological studies made it very obvious that there was a link between cigarettes and cancer, the tobacco companies couldn't come out and say the tobacco's okay, it was just the fertilizer we were using, because then the lawsuits would have been even worse. So the cigarette company said, oh, I guess it is the tobacco. Golly gee whiz, we were fooled too, in order to limit the liability, because, hey, we're victims too. We're really, you know, we meant well. But the instant they come out and say that they knew they were planting their tobacco plants in fertilizer with a radioactive isotope, because it was the cheapest way to fertilize the tobacco plants, then it's an act of commission and the lawsuits would have just gone left and right. Now, tobacco smoking does have health consequences. It also has an upside that nobody wants to talk about. It stimulates mental acuity. That's why they're always handing out free cigarettes to our troops out in the field. And for some reason, and nobody's looking at the reason for this, but people who smoke tobacco are less likely to get either Alzheimer's or Parkinson's disease. And nobody's looking for that, because selling the orthodox medications for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease is a big buck business. They don't want people to know that you might be able to actually hold off those diseases by, you know, puffing some organically grown tobacco from time to time. You know, it's not just in the American culture, it's not enough to just sell a product. You have to go out and somehow destroy your competition. You have to say that this product is bad for you and this product is good for you, and hope the American sheeple will just follow along. But we're coming to understand that a lot of things that are really very good and efficacious are being driven off the marketplace to make way for adulterated, contaminated, toxic, newer products that can be patented. That's why the pharmaceutical companies hate anything organic or natural. They can't put a patent on it. They can't maximize their profitability. And again, I have got nothing against making money. I wish I had more of it myself. But our society has become completely imbalanced, where the desire for a fast buck is such a top priority and everything else is just considered trivial distraction. And we need to rebalance. Yes, it's good to make money. But yes, it's also good to put out healthy, non-toxic, beneficial products and not allow the others out there. We've got to have a balance of priorities. And right now we're just too out of balance. Too out of balance here. Somebody wrote in commenting on Whole Foods Market. Apparently they have come out now. They're dealing with a PR disaster. The spin doctors are on overtime. And they've come out basically saying that, yes, they support Proposition 37, and they explain away the fact that they have not financially donated to the effort because, as a company policy, they do not contribute to political campaigns. Okay. So now they're having to make excuses. They're totally reactive. They're totally reactive on that. Speaking of totally reactive, CNN has finished the replay of last night's debate, and they've gone on to Obama's campaign whistle-stopping today, where he's basically trying to recover from last night's poor performance, which means Obama is reactive, which means he's lost the initiative, and that's a red warning sign, and he's out there. And the other side is saying basically we can't trust, you know, Romney said a lot of things we wanted to hear. We can't trust that he meant anything. In fact, there's an article out there saying somebody at the Romney campaign shook that old Etch-a-Sketch because once again, last night, he was changing his previous policy on certain issues, especially with regard to taxation on the wealthy. Apparently, he's gone after Big Bird. He wants to cut all funding for PBS. Which might allow PBS to be a little bit more honest and accurate and unbiased in their reporting on issues. Maybe PBS and Republic Broadcasting ought to link up to bring the truth to the American public. So everybody's making jokes about Big Bird is now on the chopping block and the rest of that. And again, it's just all make-talk issues because it doesn't matter whether Obama or Romney are elected. We're still going to be stuck in a global war to enforce the dollar on the rest of the world, even as that dollar continues to collapse. You know. And I have another question. Gary Johnson, the Libertarian candidate, is already on the ballot in, I think, almost all 50 states. Why wasn't he at that debate? And so I would think that one of the other rules we want to write in the blueprint for the new America is no political party is to be given favorable treatment over any other political party. If you're the Republican candidate, you go to the debate. If you're the Democratic candidate, you go to the debate. If you're the Libertarian candidate, you go to the debate. I saw an alarming piece of propaganda the other day where they had a poll out or the illusion of a poll out there saying that a slim majority of Americans think the time has come to have only one political party in the United States of America. How very Soviet of them. I guess the corporations are tired of having to bribe two sets of candidates. Now they want to just go back to bribing only one set of candidates to bypass the will of the voters. I think we need to go back to the system we had when the United States was founded. Political parties all over the place, and you've got to win public opinion to move forward, and you're not granted favored status, automatic placement on the ballots, favorable treatment in the media. We need to go back to that. The Soviet Union had a single party. They're not around any longer. I think the present U.S. government and financial system are about to follow them along. I really do. Meanwhile, apparently there is new oil surfacing in the Gulf of Mexico near the Macondo well. And more people are concerned that all of the after the fact measures done to try and control the blowout at the Deepwater Horizon well may have in fact fractured the seafloor, and that huge highly pressurized gas and oil bubble that is under there that they were trying to tap into may start erupting through the seafloor. Apparently, aerial photos are showing roads near that sinkhole in Louisiana are starting to submerge underwater, which supports the theory that the whole area is starting to subside and there may be a huge, huge collapse there. And they're still worried about all that radioactive waste buried down there. Good thinking. Let's see. So anyway, again, we're seeing more and more people said Mitt Romney did a tremendous performance last night. He clearly won the debate in terms of people simply saying, hey, he looked good and Obama looked bad. And more people are picking up on Obama looking distracted. But it doesn't seem to have actually changed any voters' minds, because they know it's Etch-a-Sketch up there. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war, who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? A preacher
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And recapping the situation between Turkey and Syria, an unknown and unknowable party fired a mortar round from Syria into Turkey. Turkey responded by shelling positions inside Syria, including the financial district. But all of a sudden, we're hearing them say that even though they're retaliating for the dastardly attack by the mortar, that Turkey really does not want to escalate the war. Well, it's kind of a silly situation when you're raining artillery down on them. But it may well be that world opinion has picked up on the fact that this mortar firing was a staged false flag provocation, and nobody sees that Syria has a legitimate reason for this obviously out-of-proportion response, and they may be pulling back from that a little bit. We'll see what's going on. Meanwhile, apparently, Missouri Congressman Todd Akin has had to go back and refile his tax returns for the last 10 years. It seems that he was leaving off $130,000 in state pension income from his return. So, again, they're all cheating. The people at the top, they're all cheating. Christine Lagarde is not paying taxes. The Congress critters are cheating. Geithner was using his old TurboTax defense. Taxes are something for the slaves to have to pay, and not the elites. The elites are above all that nonsense. It's like medieval Europe, where the nobility, one set of rules for the slaves and serfs and another completely different set of rules for the nobility. And we're going back to that system. Remember that phrase, rule of law? This nation was founded on the principle that everybody in it, from the lowliest worker up to the president of the United States of America, obey the same set of laws in exactly the same way. Yes, we've lost it long ago, but it is a principle that we need to enshrine in this blueprint for the new America that we're all talking about. More confirmation about oil appearing off Louisiana's Gulf Coast. Looks like something may, there may have been an undersea eruption there on that situation. And finally, to finish, kind of a funny, weird story. There's a German liquor company called G Spirits, and they're marketing a new line of premium alcoholic beverages that supposedly somewhere during the process have been poured over the naked breasts of a Playboy model before being bottled and sold in the store. I mean, I'm sorry. It's a publicity stunt. I think people are going to be looking for the brand in the store, whether or not it went through the went over the Playboy model or not. But I don't know. It's kind of, you know. Maybe it's because I'm a connoisseur of single malts and I don't want anything to come in the way of the flavor, but I had a very negative reaction to that. And the article that was telling the story saying, are men truly that stupid? And the answer is no, we're not that stupid. I mean, what's the point, you know, unless we can personally pour the booze over the supermodel ourselves, what's the point here? And I don't think people are going to buy these products. It's just a publicity stunt, but it just shows the extremes that corporations are willing to go to attract your attention. That's it for our show. We're going to be back here tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well. Please support Republic Broadcasting. We're in a fight to stop World War III, and we need every single bit of help that we can get. Call your local radio stations, tell them to carry our programming, and aloha, America.